On the wrong side of Tinseltown, only BFM's man on the street knows where to go for the real scoop. It's Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
Morena, Fabian Fanboy, how are you?
Well, thanks. How are you?
I'm very well. Very well. Looking forward to a long weekend. And maybe fit in a few movies. What have you been watching? What are we talking about today?
Well, last week we talked about some of the new films that are out in theatres, as some of the independent theatres around New Zealand, in fact, quite a few of them, have opened up in Auckland. You know, the Academy, the Bridgeway, the Lido, the Capitol, are showing sort of some new films. But I thought this week we'd mention some of the notable films that recently went on to some of the major streaming platforms.
Just awesome.
Very briefly. Talk about some of those that are worth watching. On Amazon Prime Video, there is a film that I really dug called Cellar and the Spades.
Ooh.
Which, are you a fan of that movie Heathers?
Oh, I love Heathers. I love it.
This very much reminded me of Heathers.
Okay, that's about, sounds good.
Yeah, it's set in a nice boarding school, and it's about these five factions that run the school. And they each take care of a certain element of teenage life. And the Spades, run by Cela, take care of partying and drugs. And it's kind of like, it sets up, like Heathers, it kind of sort of presents high school as like a metaphor for the world. And like Heathers, it's got the super stylized portrayal of high school.
Right,
and,
right.
The kids are kind of scary, and it seems to be set now, but there's no cell phones or social media.
Oh, that's kind of interesting.
Yeah, which gives it a slight timeless quality.
Right.
But I theorize that maybe on some level, what this film is portraying is like a real life version of what happens on social media, kind of.
Okay.
Because it's quite brutal, and they're quite awful to each other.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's really intriguing, and they're actually developing a TV show out of it.
Okay, that'll be interesting.
Not hard to picture when you see the film. It's quite amazing. Quite a weird film, kind of came out of nowhere, but I really dug it.
Yeah, I've not heard anything about this, but it definitely sounds up my alley. I loved Heathers when I was a teenager.
It hasn't been getting a huge amount of attention, but I think that film has a huge amount of fans, and I think people coming from that angle, they could dig it.
Awesome.
Also, on Apple TV Plus is Beastie Boys Story, which is this really cool doc that Spike Jonze directed, and it's got the two remaining Beastie Boys sort of talking about their career. It's actually sort of a filmed version of this live show where they talk about their career, but the live show has a huge screen in it, so it intercuts with clips and photos. And it's quite unlike anything you've ever seen, and
right.
It's halfway between a concert film and a documentary. And even if you just have the slightest interest in the Beastie Boys, it's hugely entertaining, and it has a lot of meta qualities that you come to expect from those guys and Spike Jonze, who directed some of their coolest music videos. And it's perhaps a reason to check out Apple TV Plus.
Yeah, I was going to say, I hardly ever hear anyone be like, you know what's really good? Apple TV Plus is really good. But I feel like that in itself is a very good excuse to go and give it a squiz, because I've heard lots of great things about this documentary.
Yeah, there's only like 15 things on Apple TV Plus, and this is one of them. And that's part of why it hasn't made a huge impact. But it's interesting because, you know, Apple sort of kick ass in every single area they get into, except for this. And it's sort of like that almost doesn't matter to them.
Right.
They're so huge and so successful, they can have a streaming service that no one cares about and just go, we're still going to pump billions of dollars into it. It's not going to affect our bottom line too much. But Beastie Boys Story was really great. Really highly recommend that. And on Netflix, this is a film that you'd take a glance at and think that looks terrible, but I actually quite enjoyed it. It's called The Wrong Missy. It stars David Spade, who's written off a bit as, you know, that guy who gets to star in movies that Adam Sandler produces. But I've always loved David Spade. He's a Saturday Night Live guy.
Yep.
He was in several sitcoms over the years. He recently had a TV show called Lights Out with David Spade, which was a great showcase for his talent. And he actually has been doing really great daily monologues on his YouTube page throughout lockdown. And he's quite good. He's quite scathing.
Okay.
The wrong Missy is kind of looks like, I mean, it kind of is what it looks like. It's sort of just a stupid comedy, but it's also a great, and David Spade's not even that great in it because he plays kind of the straight man in this.
Right, right.
But it's an awesome showcase for this wonderful actor named Lauren Lapkus, who's one of those faces you've seen around a lot. And she plays this kind of nightmarish blind date that he goes on that he ends up accidentally inviting to his work retreat in Hawaii. It's one of those films where the Hawaiian Tourism Commission said, okay, here's a lot of money.
Yeah, we'll just make us look beautiful. That's probably very hard to make Hawaii look beautiful.
Yeah, and like it's a whole lot of Adam Sandler universe supporting players, including Adam Sandler's own wife who's in it. And
nice.
And I just kind of liked it. I think David Spade deserves more credit for being awesome. And maybe while this isn't necessarily the strongest argument for his awesomeness, the goodwill I have for him carries through. Lauren Lapkus just completely owns this character.
Where would we have seen her from in the past?
She was in Jurassic World. She's kind of she's a comedian / character actor.
Cool.
She was in a recent TV show called Crashing. She was Netflix did a series of one-off comedian showcases called The Characters a few years ago. She was one of those. She's got this quite amazing face, and she's a very physical comedian, and she deserves to be a bigger star, and if there's any justice in the world, this film will make that
fantastic. Well, you're so right. That's absolutely one I would have just gone, oh, this looks like just a crap bit of Netflix filler. But if it's got a tick from you, I might go give it a watch, because there's
it is that your assessment is not wrong. But I still want to recommend it anyway.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for that, Fabian Fanboy. Those sound like three very good, very different movies that people can get stuck into this weekend. I hope you have a nice long weekend.
You too. Have a good one. Talk to you next week.
Talk to you next week.
Bye.
You'll be listening to Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
Yes, you have.